everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey everyone, welcome. Thank you for joining me this week. We are going to talk about a subject that I am passionate about. And I want you to know that this isn't your average essential oil 101 information podcast. I'm sure that most of you are aware what essential oils are, and I'm sure you know what the unlimited uses are for them. So this podcast is not really going to focus on what essential oils are, how they are produced, the medicinal properties used. It's going to be more of how to incorporate them into your Reiki sessions, as well as information that I wasn't really even aware of, why I don't know, and I'll talk about that in a moment, that essential oils vibrate at specific frequencies, and based on those frequencies, they can treat different things. And I'll go into that further into this podcast. And that was the part that I didn't know about and the part that I really want to focus on for this podcast episode. So before I go into that, I just want to say I am so excited and so proud to announce that this podcast was voted the top three of Reiki podcasts in its class worldwide. There was a survey done by an independent source that I had no idea who they were, and they did a top 10 Reiki podcasts, and mine was number three. And I'm really, really excited about that because a lot of time and effort and expense goes into this podcast, and I don't make any monetary compensation from it. I do this as a service to help other people out there who may need the information that I produce in the podcast. So if you're interested in reading the article about that, if you go to my website, which is realreikirealife.com, you can see the link that I posted to the article on the voting process and how the criteria was determined and all of that good stuff. So that just helps me have the gasoline, so to speak, to continue doing this. I wanted to take a moment to announce that because I'm very proud and happy and excited and wanted to thank you again, all of my listeners, for tuning in and listening to this podcast and helping to make that happen as well. All right, so let's move on to the subject of our episode today. So as I was pondering the subject of what today's podcast episode would be, nothing really came to mind until I looked down and I saw a bazillion bottles of essential oils sitting on my desk all over my floor. And I thought, wait a minute, Patricia, you haven't really done much on essential oils in your podcast. Why don't you just do that? And it's funny how things happen sometimes, because before every podcast, it's usually an experience that I've happened in my life that I want to share with you. And then I decide to have a podcast on that, or spirit just kind of guides me into what needs to be said, or something will just spontaneously come to my mind. And really, I wasn't thinking of doing essential oils at all for this podcast until it just came to my mind. So a little background of me and essential oil uses. I was a distributor for one of the major essential oil companies here in the United States for about 3 years. And now I actually work for that same company as an employee, not a distributor. So that's been for almost 4 years. So I have almost 7 years of essential oil experience. And let me tell you guys, my husband will agree with this. And if he's listening, he's probably going to laugh as soon as he hears this part of it. I am addicted to oils. I have oils for everything. I have oils for diffusing at night. I have oils that I use in my Reiki practice. I have oils that I use in my massage therapy practice. I have oils that I use for food. I have oils that I use for physical and emotional and mental ailments.
I probably have several hundred bottles of oils that I've collected over the years working for the company that I do, and also because I was a distributor before that. So yeah, as you can tell, my passion is essential oils. And as you guys know, I'm a Reiki master teacher and I work with energy. And as mentioned, I've been involved with the essential oil industry for many years. So I basically live, breathe, and bathe essential oils for the most part. So I'm not sure why I never connected the dots that essential oils produce these frequencies. And based on that frequency, how we can powerfully enhance our healing sessions with them. Now, that's not to say that I haven't been using oils in my sessions. I've been using them. I just use them as I feel intuitively guided to do so with each client. Sometimes I use them, sometimes I don't, but most of the time I do. But I never did connect the dots about essential oils and the kind of frequencies they put out would be, depend on what you're using them for. So before I get into that frequency and what you would use specific oils for, I have to strongly emphasize that the quality of your essential oils matter. Do not cheap out on this, people. I'm being a little passionate about that because I'm very, very sensitive to energy, and I'm also very, very sensitive to smell and sense. And I can tell you there is a huge difference between the oils that you can buy, say, at Walmart or even at the health food store versus the really high quality, high vibrational oils that you would purchase from companies like doTERRA or Young Living. So I want you to tune into the quality of your oils to make sure that what you are using is actually high quality and not something of a lower vibration. Because if you think about it, so many things can impact the quality of an essential oil. Of course, there are typical things like what the weather conditions were for the crop, the water conditions, all of that good stuff. But what about the people who are raising the crops? What are their intentions? What kind of vibrations are they putting out as they're raising the crops? Not only that, but as they're being produced, as the oils themselves are being produced, what kind of matter is going into those oils? Are they being diluted? Are they being compromised in some way? So the reason I brought that up is because I know, at least for a fact, doTERRA, that's the company that I work for, does responsible resourcing with their oils. They actually pay higher than living wages to the countries in which the oils are indigenous. So what that means is the workers who are raising these crops are happy because they're getting a high paying wage and they're passing that intention onto that plant. And that intention is a frequency, and that's a high frequency. And because they don't use GMOs, they don't use any kind of herbicides or toxic pesticides on the plants, the plants themselves are healthier and they produce a higher vibration. So the quality of your essential oils do matter. The top two that I know of that produce the highest quality essential oils that I have found are doTERRA and Young Living. So if you can get your hands on some of those, now that I've gotten that out of the way, as far as the high quality of essential oils, one last thing on that note. If you use a cheap quality lavender or cheap quality whatever oil in your sessions, it's not going to have the same effect as the higher quality, higher vibration oils, and it's not going to do nearly as much or be nearly as effective in your sessions as well, not only on your clients, but for yourself. Generally speaking, the higher quality the essential oil, the less of that oil you're going to need. So for instance, I can speak about doTERRA. Our oils are of the highest potency and frequency. So you only need one drop most of the time. Whereas if you were to go to Walmart and buy that same oil, you're probably going to need at least 20 or 30 drops to equate the same dose or frequency of that oil. And you don't know what the frequency is of that oil, what the company is, what their practices are, how they treat the workers, if the plants are indigenous to the region in which they're grown. Anyway, that's a topic that I can go on and on and on about, so I'm not going to go on any further. But I wanted to say, though, throughout my research, when I found this out about the frequency of oils, I learned that the higher frequency oils are used mainly for spiritual development. And the mid-frequency oils are more for the emotional level, for supporting people on an emotional level. And the lower frequency oils are more for the physical. So things like aches and pains and stuff like that. And the interesting thing to me that came to my mind was, if you think about crystals and how we use our crystals, the high frequency crystals, we use those for our spiritual development. The mid frequency crystals are usually for the emotional level, and the lower frequency crystals, like your obsidians and all the black and red types of crystals, are for the base chakra, your root chakra, and those are more of a grounding crystal to use. So the same applies with essential oils, the same exact principle. And I just thought, wow, that is so neat how Mother Nature is so consistent with the vibrations that are produced in the plant and animal kingdom. I just thought that was really neat. But anyway, on to the top three high frequency oils for spiritual development. And I think that these are important because when we're working with energy and energies like Reiki, it's really neat to have these high frequency oils on hand. And the top frequency oil is rose. Rose is actually the highest frequency essential oil that you can buy. And again, not all rose oils are created equally. Now, don't quote me on this. At least, I think it's like 500,000 pounds of rose petals to make a 5-milliliter bottle of oil. So you can tell why that oil is so rare and so expensive, because it does take a lot to make that oil. So really, really watch when you're buying your rose essential oil. If it's cheap, it's too good to be true, and it's probably not real rose oil, or maybe there's just a couple drops of real oil in there and it's diluted with other stuff that you probably don't want to know what it is. So I know that's a very expensive oil, and not very many people have access to that. And that's okay, because there's another oil that's high in frequency. It's not as high as rose, but it's frankincense. Frankincense is amazing to use in Reiki sessions. In fact, I always like to anoint my third eye with it, or I will anoint my hands with it before I begin working on clients. And before I found out about the high frequency of frankincense, I just was naturally drawn to use it in that way. So my intuition was serving me well as far as that goes. So frankincense is another one, and that is also an expensive oil if you buy through doTERRA or Young Living. However, it is a very strong oil, and you only need about one drop of that oil to get the effect that you're needing for yourself or for your client. And the other high vibration essential oil is helichrysum, and that's spelled H-E-L-I-C-H-R-Y-S-U-M. And helichrysum is another high vibration essential oil that I have also used on the spiritual level as well. So I found that interesting, that I'd already been using helichrysum in my healing practice. In fact, I use it a lot in my massages as well, because not only is it a high frequency oil for the spiritual level, but it also helps a lot on the emotional level, even though it is a higher frequency oil and not a mid frequency oil, which we're going to talk about in a moment. It also helps on both levels. And a lot of these oils that are in the spiritual vibration level, the high frequency level, work on all of the levels. So I found that very interesting that happens with the higher frequency levels, or the higher frequency oils. And the top three oils based on emotional support are lavender, melissa, and basically anything citrus. So you're talking about your grapefruit, your orange essential oil, your lemon essential oil, bergamot. Those oils are all in the mid frequency range. So they're not a low frequency and they're not a high frequency. And those are for emotional support, which makes sense, because if you think about lavender, the oil that most people have the most experience with, lavender is diffused at spas. If you go to any kind of day spa or anything like that, lavender is always being diffused as a very calm and soothing oil. So that is a very, very common one that most people are aware of. And it makes sense that that frequency that lavender puts out is one of emotional support. So we're moving on now to the top three lower frequency oils And the lower frequency oils, as mentioned, are for physical ailments. Now, before I get into that, I want to say that low frequency doesn't mean a negative or low vibration. In the world of energy, when we think of low frequency, we think of low vibration or something that is negative. When we're talking about essential oils, that means an entirely different thing. That just means more of, it's vibrating more at an earth level. And it makes sense because when you think about it, the lower frequency oils like any pine or fir oil comes from Mother Earth, and that frequency is of the earth. So it's going to vibrate at that lower level, and earth is not really a low vibration, but it kind of is in the grand scheme of things. But it's not a negative vibration either. There are four actually that I would recommend in this category instead of three. The top one would be peppermint. When you think about it, peppermint is a great oil to use for physical ailments. For instance, if you're having allergies, if your nose is plugged, or if you're having a cold of some sort, you rub peppermint on your chest or on your nose, and that helps clear out any congestion. So that's used on the physical level. Basil is another one. Basil I haven't used too much in my healing sessions because it's a spice oil, and I don't really want my clients to smell like an Italian restaurant when they leave my sessions with them. So I haven't used basil very much, but I love mixing basil with other essential oils and diffusing them because the aroma of basil when it's mixed with other essential oils is intoxicating. And it helps so much on that emotional level too. So basil's another one. The other oil is tea tree or melaleuca. They're both the same. And this is an antifungal, antibiotic type of oil that is used on the physical level. If you have some kind of an infection, tea tree oil is amazing to use for physical ailments like that. And I'm going to backtrack to our frankincense, which is our high frequency oil too. I love to use frankincense on my, like if I have a cut on my hand or any kind of skin abrasion, it really, really helps heal the skin. So like I said, some of these oils can be used in not just the higher frequency, but in lower frequency applications as well. And then, of course, I talked about the pine or the fir oils. So this is definitely not a comprehensive list. These are just the top three in my research that I found in each level, whether it's high, mid, or low frequency, of those oils which are most popular in that frequency range and what they are used for. So one thing I want you guys to think about and ask yourselves is, why do most religions and spiritual practices bless and consecrate oils? What would you think the purpose of that is? It was interesting because in my research on this, I didn't even realize that how that practice can tie into essential oils and why people do that. I read that essential oils are basically like water or like our crystals. You can program them with the intentions that you want to have for whatever outcome you're looking for. So people use essential oils for manifestation if they're trying to manifest a certain thing in their life. Where you would use that in your healing practice is you can bless your oils when they arrive in the mail. And then you can use them with intention on your clients. And I'm going to go ahead and go into that a little bit more. But I found that interesting that oils can hold and amplify the frequency placed in them. And then my brain just exploded thinking about, oh my gosh, that's why all those religions do that. That's why all these spiritual practices do it. They all use oils in some way to consecrate and bless. And I never understood why until now. So I want to talk about what I just barely touched upon was blessing your oils. Because now that we know why religions and spiritual practices do them, how that can be effective in application in our Reiki practice. So one thing that I'm going to start doing and that I haven't done, when my oils arrive, I'm going to start blessing them now. So when I go pick them up at doTERRA, or if I order them in the mail or whatever, wherever I pick up my oils, when they arrive, I'm just going to bless them. I'm going to infuse them with Reiki. And I kind of did a little experiment before I started this podcast and picked up my bottle of frankincense. And I held it in my hands and I just tuned into the energy of that oil and wanted to see what it had to say to me. And of course, frankincense is an amazing oil, as we've discussed already, but it just felt really good holding that oil in my hands. And then what I did was I blessed the oil and I asked the oil and programmed it with intention to serve in a healing, the highest healing capacity possible and the highest resonance and vibration possible. And I asked it to be infused with all the Reiki energy that I'm attuned to. And then what I did was I got another bottle of frankincense that I have that I did not do that with. And I mixed the bottles up. Oh, before I mixed the bottles up, I wrote on the bottom of the bottle that I blessed. And then I held them in my hands and I did an experiment to see which one felt better than the other. And I kid you not, the one oil that I blessed and consecrated was literally vibrating in my hands. It was like, I don't know if you've ever had that experience where you hold a high vibrational crystal like moldavite or fennecite or one of those high vibration crystals. You can literally feel it pulsing and vibrating in your hand. And the bottle of frankincense that I had was literally vibrating and pulsing in my hand. And of course, I looked at the bottom and that was the one that I had blessed. So the reason I did that exercise or that experiment was because I wanted to see if I could really tell a difference when I programmed my intentions into my oils. So back to when your oils arrive, bless them in any way that you feel guided to. Connect to the energy of the oil, infuse it with Reiki, bless the oil to serve in the highest healing and the highest resonance and frequency available for that oil. And then another thing that you can do, and this is research that I did, and I haven't done this yet myself, is to infuse more magic into your Reiki sessions by using them with intention. So for instance, let's say, okay, let me backtrack here. I always use lavender before every session. I'll just put a drop or two in my hands, rub them together. I'll have my client inhale when I hover my hands over their nose. I do like a little guided visualization to have them release and let go of any energy that's not serving them, yada, 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 all that good stuff. What I didn't realize is that I could have taken that a step further and blessed the lavender to help my client let go and to bring in peace and healing into their lives. The very traits or specific properties, I should say, of the oil to be used in their highest frequency and their highest healing vibration. I could have taken that a step further in adding that extra magic to my Reiki sessions by asking the lavender. So what I'm going to do next is, and this is just a little sample of how you can do it. And again, use your inner guidance to decide what is the right way for you to use the oils in your sessions. But what I'm going to do is the next time I pick up that lavender and before I hover my hands over the client's nose to have them inhale, as I pour the lavender in my hands, I'm going to say a little prayer or invocation in my mind, or you can say it out loud to your clients. It doesn't matter, whatever you feel comfortable with. But I'm going to ask the lavender, I'm going to say, lavender, thank you for your healing properties. Thank you for growing and being the lavender that you are and the highest vibration that you are. I bless you to provide healing for my client on the highest level that you are capable of. I bless you to help my client in the highest level that they are capable of and the highest level and vibration that their higher self and their spirit guides are capable of giving to them. And then with that intention, use the oil on your client and you will be amazed at what happens. I want to go into a little exercise, how you can see this for yourself before you start doing this on anybody. The best teacher of all is doing this on yourself and gaining your own experience. So we're going to do a little exercise. I want you to take a moment, and if you have to, pause this podcast right now and go find whatever essential oils you have. And again, try to find the highest quality oils that you have. If you don't have high quality oils, that's okay for this exercise. But for now, just grab whatever oils you have. And I realize I'm telling this to a bunch of holistic and alternative nerds. So that could mean a whole daytime, or if you're like me, a whole year of trying to find essential oils because I have them scattered all over my house. I have so many oils hidden in my kitchen. I have so many oils all over my bedroom. I have them all over my office, all over my healing space, everywhere in my laundry room. I mean, I've got oils galore up the yin yang. So if you're like me, you don't have to gather all those oils. Just gather a few. And then put them together in front of you. And then take a deep breath and close your eyes if you haven't already done so. Take a couple of deep cleansing breaths and just concentrate on releasing any energy that is not serving you at this time. What we're trying to do is clear your mind so that you can tune into that heart space to know which oil you are needing. Now go ahead and evaluate how you are feeling in this moment in time. Are you sad? Are you in pain? Are you depressed? Are you feeling anxious? Or are you feeling happy? Take a moment now to really tune into how you are feeling. Make note of any and all feelings that you have right now, whether they're emotional, mental, or physical. Okay, so now that you probably have a little bit of an idea of how you are in this moment in time, go ahead and open your eyes and look at the essential oils in front of you. And as soon as you look at those essential oils, really tune into each one without overthinking it, without even thinking about how they smell like or what their possible properties are. Find the one oil that really seems to be calling your name. And usually the very first oil that you concentrate on or see is the one that you need. But again, don't overthink it. Okay, now that you have that oil, go ahead and uncap it and drop a couple of drops in your palms. So hold out your hand in a cupping shape. Drop one or two drops. Rub your hands together. And I'm just doing that, and you can probably hear me rubbing your hands together. And then just breathe in that beautiful fragrance of that essential oil. And then exhale any tension or stress leaving your body. Keep breathing in the beautiful aroma of that essential oil. And then exhale any stress or lower vibrational energy in your body. Keep doing that process until you feel complete. That can be 3 times, that can be 30 times, it can be as many times as you need. Now go ahead and tune into how you're feeling now. Do that same exercise that we began with, where you're really tuning in to see where you are in this moment of time. Remember, we asked ourselves before we began if we were depressed, if we were anxious, if we were sad, if we were happy, or if we had any kind of tension in our bodies. Where are you at now? Now I want you to do this. Write down what you feel now. If you are at a place where you feel complete, meaning that the essential oil did its job, great. Congratulations. That's perfect. You don't need to move any further. But if you still feel like there's a little bit stuck that you need to take care of with this oil, go ahead and hold that bottle of oil in your hands right now and infuse it with Reiki energy. Bless that oil with any kind of intentions that you would like to have for yourself or for your clients. But mainly for this exercise, you want to bless that oil for you. What would you like this oil to accomplish for you? What are the properties known of this oil? call out and bring out those properties of that oil right now. And ask that oil to serve you in the highest intention, the highest resonance and vibration, the highest healing possible. And go ahead and repeat that exercise again, where you drop that oil after it has been blessed and consecrated and pour it into your hands. Do those deep breaths, that deep breath work again, concentrating on inhaling the healing aromas, the high frequency of that essential oil. Now that it has been infused with Reiki energy and your intentions, and exhale any stuck remaining dense energy. I'm going to move on for time's sake in this podcast, but please pause this podcast episode if you need further time to complete that exercise. And again, like you did with the first exercise, keep breathing in that same breathing pattern until you feel it is complete. And now tune in to how you're feeling now. Look at your list when you first began, before you even started inhaling the essential oils. And look at your list now. What improvements do you see? See, this is one way that you can use Reiki and essential oils without even doing Reiki on yourself. Now, to take this a step further, you can just go on and do yourself Reiki and continue on in the normal way that you would do that for yourself. That's what I do at night. I always pour either frankincense in my hands or lavender, but I have never blessed it that way, like I was mentioning. So tonight, when I do my meditation, like I do every night, I'm going to do that with intention. I'm going to bless my oil. I'm going to use a specific intention for that oil and see how it works for me. And the reason I'm passing this all on to you guys is that I did this before the podcast, just with that frankincense, like I was telling you, and I could feel how the difference was in my hands. And if you want to, you can do that same exercise to see if you feel a difference. You'd have to have two bottles of the same oil by the same manufacturer. And the reason you want the same manufacturer is because every manufacturer has different quality oils that they produce. So the key here is that you want to compare apples to apples, not apples to oranges, even though they may be the same essential oil. So with that, I want to also let you know that you can do this same thing with your clients. What you just did on yourself right now, in tuning into the vibration and frequency of that oil and asking and programming and blessing that oil, and using your intuition to pick an oil, you can do that with your clients. And this is what I would recommend that you do before each Reiki session. Typically, what I would do, me myself, before I discovered all this, was pick out a lavender essential oil because, you know, that's relaxing and it helps the client before their session, blah, 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 right? Now, I am actually going to pick out oils that I know produce a relaxing frequency, kind of in the mid-range is what we were talking about. That's the mental emotional level. So you want to pick an oil that's in the mid-frequency range and have maybe three or four of those oils available. And then have your client tune into the oils just the way you did. And if you feel foolish having them do that, that's okay. You don't have to do that. You can actually do that for them on their behalf with that intention. So rather than having them close their eyes and do that breathing exercise, you can do it before the client even gets there. And how you would do that is using Reiki. You can use the distant healing symbol and connect to your client and their higher self, and then intuitively pick the oil that works for your client. And the same exact thing will happen. The same way you pick the oil for yourself is the same way that you are picking the oil for your client. And what's so interesting about this is when your client arrives, you can tell them what you picked up on. You don't have to. I know that can be scary. It can be scary to say, well, you know, I tuned into your energy before you came and I felt that there was a lot of stress that you need to let go of, so I picked out this oil for you. Some clients are really open to that and some clients are not. So you're going to have to use your judgment on whether you believe that that is a good way to use the oils on your clients and make them aware of what you're doing. All right. And so one thing that I like to do at the end of a Reiki session is After I'm done with them, I will use a grounding oil. And the grounding oils, if you remember, are more of the lower frequency oils. And again, lower frequency does not mean low energy or low or negative vibration. It just means that it's more connected to the earth, meaning deep rooted. Your tree oils are a great example of the lower frequency oils. So use any of your pine oils, your fir oils. Vetiver is another one that I just absolutely love to sniff, especially when I'm up in the mountains. I will get some vetiver and just snort the heck out of my hands with some vetiver on my hands because it's just so, so healing. Again, use the intention of those oils to ground your client. Bless the oil again, just as you did in the beginning of the session. And another way you can use the oils too is during the session. If you're, say, in the client's heart chakra and you notice that there is some heaviness there, if you have some oils on hand in the mid-frequency range, you can use that oil on the emotional level, because if you think about the emotional level, that is our heart, our healing, and the mid-frequency range is the emotional level. And use that with, say, Heiki, any of the Reiki symbols that you are attuned to as well. So if you program the oil with, say, Heiki, that symbol, while you are working on that client's heart chakra with the oil that you've already blessed and consecrated, that's another awesome way to use the oil in your session. Now, I wish that I could go into deeper and deeper detail in this podcast about other ways to use oils in your Reiki sessions, but I'm already getting pretty long in this podcast, so I can't possibly go into every scenario and provide other different tips and tricks and things that I've learned over the years. But mainly what I wanted to get across was the power of your intention, the power of blessing and consecrating your oils, and the power of the healing frequencies of the oils themselves and the ranges in which those oils fall into. And more on that, I'm going to be doing an online class that's going to go into more depth about how you could use these in your Reiki sessions. I'm going to give more details and examples of how to tune into the oils to figure out which ones are right for you, which ones are right for your client, which ones are even right for your pets, plants, all of those things. And I'm going to be working on filming that class probably within the next month. So keep an eye out for that. It is now March 2019. So if you're listening to this podcast sometime in the future, take a peek at realreikireallife.com or essentialseedsofchange.com under my online classes and see if that class is available. Essential oils are magical. Essential oils are healing. Essential oils are essential to use in your healing practice. And I hope that this episode has helped you figure out different ways that you can use them in your healing practice on yourself and on others. And I hope that you learned something from this episode, like I did before I even recorded it, of the different frequencies of essential oils. And I wish I had a book or other reference to give you as far as looking up different frequencies of essential oils, but how you can do that is basically how I did it, was if you just Google frequencies of essential oils, you'll see some kind of infographics and things like that. If you click on the images, you'll see that information and you can look at that and see what all the other oils are and their frequencies. So you can kind of use that in your healing practices. And with that, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste.
To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikireallife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.